Now, I understand, and you are right to be concerned about people's souls. But don't speak against one another. Don't speak against one another. Because in so doing, you're actually violating the king who enacted the law. The Bible says, verse 11, do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. There's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you? Who? We would say it this way. Who do you think you are? That's what that is. Who do you think you are? You who judge your neighbor. Say, Joe, I'm supposed to use a righteous judgment. That's what the Bible says. Matthew chapter 7. I understand that by the same measure that I judge other people, it will be offered to me. Then let me ask you this. Gossip at its core is a judgment that has been made that the information needs to be shared. Are you ready to receive the same level of judgment upon you? That until all the facts are on the table, until a personal conversation has been had, with love and with sympathy and with patience, are you ready to be on the receiving end of that level of judgment? And the answer I know is no. Then do not render that kind of judgment on your brother or sister in Christ. Because the effect actually is you're in the wrong. You're in the wrong. Why am I in the wrong? You're in the wrong because there's only one judge. There's only one lawgiver. James chapter 1 verse 25. James chapter 2 verse 12. God alone is the judge. James chapter 5 verse 9. Not us. Number 2. Why is it wrong? Why is gossip an enemy of the royal law? Not only does it violate the king, but it does not in any way uphold the standard of love that the royal law requires. The Bible will tell us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. You say, Joe, I do love. If you love, then go handle the situation with your brother and sister privately. If you really do love, don't give me that you love, and they're the last people to know what's been being talked about. Don't give that to me. Because that is not biblical. You say you love, then go love your brother. You say you love, then go love your sister. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God. You think you know God. If you don't love, you don't know God. For God is love. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation, the sacrificial replacement for you, for our sins. Oh, I wish we would learn to love the way God loves. I wish we would learn to take the hit instead of giving the hit to other people. I wish we would learn what it means that if I truly love you, that I'm going to handle the information in a certain way. I wish we knew what it meant that when information comes my way, that if love is who I am at the core, then I can't determine whether you gave me information, but what I can do is determine what I will do with the information you gave me. Book of Galatians chapter 5. Verses 13 and following says, for you were called to freedom, brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word in this statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care you are not consumed by one another. Folks, those aren't my words. That's the inspired word of God, the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul. You recognize that Florence Boulevard Church of Christ can actually consume itself? Have you ever thought about that? We want to grow. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. I even heard that when I was hired. When we got the preacher, that just means we're going to grow. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get bigger. We got the preacher. We got the preacher. We got the preacher. Let me ask you a question. How many of you have been watching the numbers? We got the youth minister. We got the youth minister. We're going to grow. We're going to... How many of you have been watching the numbers? You say, Joe, it sure looks like the numbers are going down. Why is that? I don't have the answer, but I do know this. The Bible says that we can actually devour this congregation. I believe that's why the elder said, Joe, this needs preached. Because the love and the desire to see a congregation thrive here is definitely something I know they've spent tearful prayers over. It's been a rough little bit here for Florence Boulevard. There are just times that I have to ask, are we our own worst enemy when it comes to what we want to accomplish? So how do I handle it when gossip comes my way? Well, I would offer this to you. You have a twofold responsibility when gossip comes your way. And notice I said gossip. I didn't say when lies come my way. Oftentimes speculation is what encompasses gossip. But it may be facts. And people just feel like they need to tell everybody except the one that it's about the facts. When gossip comes your way, what is your responsibility? Number one, you have a responsibility to the one who is doing the gossip. You and I have a responsibility towards one another. The Bible will teach that we are closely knit in the body of Christ and that we are there to help each other get to heaven. The Bible will say numerous times that when there is a sin in the life of someone and you know to go show them that in private, to go show them that with sensitivity. It's even said within the text, and I looked at this because I was like, Joe, how do you deliver this lesson? That when you're talking to even individuals who are older than you, that the rebuke that is to come from the preacher, Paul said to Timothy, is one of encouragement side by side. And so I'm not telling you that you should blow up any scenario in the sense of what happens when gossip comes my way. But there is an obligation to the one who brought you the information that you owe it to them for their soul's sake. To help them cease from sin. Because gossip is a sin if the information is true or not true. It is a sin. And you have an obligation to the one who is bringing the gossip. You also have an obligation to the one who is gossiped about. Sometimes information will be believed not based upon the merits of the information, but on the relationship to the one who bring the information. And I get that. If there are individuals in my life who bring information to me that I trust them and they've never brought false things to me, and it's one of those things, well, if brother so-and-so says it, you know it's true, right? We've all been there, okay? So I'm not squashing an individual's reputation for being honest and having great integrity. But I will also offer this to you. Just because some information is known doesn't mean all information is known. And even if all information is known, there's still an obligation to the one who's being gossiped about. To love them as you would love yourself. To go to them for the sake of their soul, not for the sake of being right. To go to them without an agenda other than salvation. Number one, you have an obligation to the one doing the gossiping. You have an obligation to the one who is gossiped about. But at no point in time, do you ever have an obligation to jump into the conversation? There have been conversations that I have wandered away from. And then there have been conversations that I've lingered too long in. If I'm just going to be real. There have been conversations that as I walk upon them, I recognize that I need to keep walking. And I may, without even knowing everything that was being talked about, I don't have to know if I needed to keep walking. All I had to know was that that's not something that I need to be a part of, at least based upon what I I believe is being said. I didn't go around gossiping. Did you hear that Johnny and Joe were saying this about? I didn't do that. I said, you know what? I don't need to be a part of this because I have an obligation to myself too. I have an obligation to my soul. I've got to keep myself pure. I've got to keep myself above reproach. Threefold. I said two, three. Obligation to the one doing the gossip, the one who is gossiped about, and to your own soul. You see, my concern, and this is what I've been praying about, my concern is that people will hear this message and they'll say, well, that doesn't impact me. Church, I need to say again, just because this sermon doesn't need to end without you hearing this. The elders believe it needs to be addressed in this congregation. We've got gossip going around right now that's spreading outside of these walls into the community. We've got different age groups who are coming up to the elders talking about the gossip. It's got to stop. It has to stop. If you're really concerned about the person, go to them, pray with them, talk with them, quit talking about them. You say, Joe, I don't like these kinds of sermons. Well, guess what? I don't either. I don't. But I don't have a choice because this is not my church. This is the church that Jesus built. It's His. And we've got to stop tarnishing it. It's time for a change. It's time. It's time. To pretend that you don't have an illness is foolish. To pretend there's no sickness is crazy. It's time. And I know the prayer and the hope is this, that in dealing with this in a public way, hopefully those who are maybe akin, maybe more inclined to share news, will stop sharing. And maybe it will give us our antennas being up that when information comes my way, that I'm going to shut it down. I appreciate sensitive hearts. I appreciate hearts that are open to God's word. I appreciate honest hearts that are able to say, you know what, maybe I've been a part of the problem. And then I appreciate real honest hearts that are willing to say, not maybe I've been a part of the problem, I am a part of the problem. I came across a passage in studying for this that I want to end with today. How do you transition into an invitation? Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 20 is the illustration that I want to leave you with. And it says this, for lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down. I don't know if you've ever built a fire. Chances are everyone in this room has. I've built a fire in our fireplace. I've built a fire in the backyard to burn stuff. And even as a bonfire type concept. And what I know is this. That when I continue to put wood on the fire, what happens to the fire? Somebody tell me. What happens to a fire when you keep putting wood on a fire? It gets bigger. It gets bigger. Because wood is a fuel, right? Wood is a fuel to the flame. There have been times that it was time for us to go to bed, but the fire wasn't quite out yet. And so you know what I had to do? I separated the logs or the pieces of the log that were on fire. Or they were glowing, you know, burning. And I did that because I recognized when they all stayed together, the heat burned the worst. And the likelihood of that fire continuing on remained high. But when I separated the wood, you know what happened within a very short period of time is that the glowing stopped. If I don't add wood to the fire, then the fire won't keep going. It's an easy concept. Isn't it interesting? I find it very interesting. That the Holy Spirit, inspiring our biblical author here, would say this. It's the same way with a whisperer. Remember I told you that's one of the words used in the New Testament to describe one who spreads gossip? You remember that? So it is with a whisperer. When a whisperer is not there, contention quiets down. Our elders are ready for some of this contention to quiet down. Our congregation needs it to calm down. Your soul demands that it calm down. If you're the whisperer today, you need to change. Because when you really start talking about how to handle issues, and I'm sure for those who are necessary and needed, there will be follow-up discussions on a small level, but it was needing to be addressed publicly. If you're the whisperer today, if you are the whisperer in your own right in other areas, you are the wood to the flame. It's not the information. It's you. And it's got to stop. And the only way I know to preach God's word is to say this. If you have something that needs to be addressed, go address it with your brother or your sister. If you hear gossip, look at the person in the eye that you love and say, let's call him or her up right now and the three of us have a conversation. Or better yet, let's go right now and talk to them face to face. You know what I found out? 9 times out of 10, when an individual brings information that they want to talk about, they're not interested in talking to. Because the times that I've said, let's go talk to that brother right now, usually what happens is the person who had the information starts backing out of it and they really don't want to go there. If you're really serious and you really have information, love your brother and sister enough to go talk to them for the purpose of their soul. How do you transition to an invitation? You transition, the only way I know is this way. My prayer all along the last 48 hours has been that God's word would find sensitive hearts. I've been doing this long enough to know I can't control what you will do with the information that you've just received. But what I do plead with you is this. Please humble yourself before the word of God. And if it's applicable in your life, then repent. Because there's no other invitation that I know to offer with such a lesson. I'm glad that God hasn't given up on me. I'm glad that God still is long-suffering with me. I'm forever grateful as I look at the cross and I see my Savior hanging there, that I recognize that He died for me so that I would die to sin and live to righteousness. And I fail that entirely too much. And I don't want His death to be in vain. I really don't. So I strive to make it a cause in my life to recognize that I was saved to live differently. The invitation today is this. When you look upon the cross, do you really believe Jesus died so you could gossip? Be it the information true or false? Did He really die on the cross so that He could say, I'm glad my church gossips? He did not. Now I'm going to ask you during the singing of this song, if there's a change, if there's a response, if people know you've been a part of the talk, the pressure's really on. It really is. There's a thing about a gossip is you can't hide it unless the two people who gossip together just hide it and swallow it from each other. You can't hide it. The only question is the Word of God strong enough to pierce through every heart? You know the answer to that. The answer is yes. The Word of God is that powerful. But God's not going to force your heart open. He's waiting on you to receive His Word. This morning, believe me, I would have much rather preached a sermon otherwise. But the truth is, it's time to address this subject in this congregation. And so this morning, if you recognize this sin has separated you from God, you need to come forward. You do. And you know what? How about this irony? Somebody's going to be afraid to come forward for fear of what everybody else will say. Does anybody find that a little ironic in a sermon that was just on gossip? But somebody will. Somebody will not come forward for fear of what other people will say. And I will tell you this, if you're that person who's considering it right now, you will not answer for other people before God. But you will stand accountable for yourself. And so how about this? If this is you, don't let gossip keep you away from the kingdom either. Don't let it prevent you from being right with the Lord. So this morning, the invitation is yours. If you've never responded to the gospel, we want you to become a Christian. We want you to embrace the forgiveness that God offers through His Son, through the baptism for the remission of sins. We want you to know that's available today. But the weight of this lesson is on a sin that oftentimes we don't think is an enemy. Or we mask it. And we say, oh, that wasn't gossip. We were just discussing. That wasn't gossip. We were just talking. That wasn't gossip. It was just a fact-finding mission. I will stand accountable before God for me. You will stand accountable before God for you. And today, the invitation is this. If there's something that's separating you from God, do not wait and don't worry about what everybody else may think or say. Run to the Lord right now as together we stand and as we sing.